Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson. This is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Alberto Gutierrez, who I will call Al. He's the Chief Data Scientist for HCL America. Welcome, Al.
Hi, Emily. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here and looking forward to talking to you about our wind turbine solution.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't know a lot about wind turbines. Tell me, what's the overall challenge of wind turbines for generating energy?
Well, first of all, it's really cool to see that we have these clean energy sources coming up for our planet. But for wind turbines, the main problem or the main issue is that about 20 to 25% of the total costs of running a wind farm go into operations and maintenance. So the real challenge is how do we get that cost down to make these energy sources more effective and more profitable at the same time?
So I'm based in Oregon, and to the east of me, we have the Columbia River Gorge, and we actually have quite a few wind turbines, and I've driven past them on occasion. And so I've seen them, you know, kind of up on a hill far away. The things I've noticed about them, very large, also not really near anything else. So I'm guessing from a maintenance perspective, those are kind of challenging situations to work with.
Exactly. And that's really where the drones come in. Because they're so large, to visually inspect them is really not feasible. So the way that the industry is really approaching that is to basically send out drones to go out and do video surveillance of the large area and the turbines themselves and capture video, which then needs to be post-processed. And it can be very labor-intensive to actually go and look at all that video and try to find anomalies or problems that are developing.
So talk to me about that. How often do these blades need to be examined for infrastructure issues?
Right now, really, there needs to be a daily, weekly cadence of inspections because drones today are limited in power. And so you can go out and do some inspection, but they can only stay up for a certain period of time. So really what happens is each day you send out your set of drones and they go out and for some period of the day, they capture images. And so by doing this on a daily basis, you end up being able to survey your wind farm or your industrial operation, do full coverage on it throughout the year. So it's a daily process to maintain that throughout the year.
Okay, so yeah, that is a lot of video data. So the drones, are they affected by weather? Can they go out in any sort of conditions? I'm sure that would impact the video quality that they're gathering, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you have to be careful of the wind conditions. Don't want to be going out in the rain. All of those practical limitations are there. So there will be certain down periods that you can't do things. But in fact, those are the kind of conditions that will accelerate failures and problems like that. So there's going to be natural decay and maintenance that is needed, but those kinds of conditions are going to cause issues and problems. So right after those events occur, you got to get up there and survey.
Oh, that makes sense. So walk me through how this works. You know, you send the drones up, hopefully it's not raining, they capture the video. What's the next step?
It's really fascinating. The drones go up, they capture video, and today that's stored. You know, in the future, the idea would be that we do a lot of inferencing at the very edge where decisions can be made, which would be a lot more effective. But right now they bring that video back, it's downloaded, and then that then goes through computer vision models, which are really AI deep learning models. They've been trained to recognize problems such as flaking, wind damage, blade issues, things like that. So once those issues are detected, then either, you know, maintenance can be scheduled or problem areas can be monitored to actually ensure that you're getting maximum efficiency out of the wind farm.
So in terms of the computer vision tools you're using, can you tell the audience a little bit about how that works or what you actually are doing?
Sure. The tool that we're using a what is called a retina net. And this is a deep learning model, you know, Retina 101, which, you know, 100 layers of deep learning, CNN, convolutional neural network gets all cool and weird. But that does what is called the feature extraction. And then at the end of that is a classifier, which simply looks for certain anomalies that have been pre-trained and actually then does a positive detection on, you know, some anomaly. And so that's the basic setup. As generations go, we'll get more sophisticated, because today there are certain challenges with computer vision, because what happens is you may not get a 100% confidence on detection of some failure. So if you've taken multiple images, then you can actually look at multiple ones and get a higher confidence. But in the future, you can think of these drones flying and maybe they begin to detect something and they can make autonomous decisions to actually give better visuals on that. So that's sort of what we're dealing with today, but how it might actually progress into the future.
Got it. So you mentioned that right now you're not doing inference at the edge, but that would, you know, ideally be a goal at this time. So when you are doing inference right now, where is that taking place and what tools are you using to do it?
So it's interesting because as I say that, inferencing is definitely moving to the edge. So what I would say is with the Intel tools, we'll actually develop the solution in the Intel Dev Cloud. And so we've done all the training, you know, the heavy lifting with multiple nodes, distributed processing to actually do the training. But then when we do the inferencing, and the whole idea of this is that we move it to a more efficient, power efficient, computationally efficient edge processor with the Intel tools, so that now we can actually do very efficient inferencing. So it sort of has moved towards the edge, but it's not all the way out in the drone itself at this time.
Got it. Well, I'm happy to hear you're using the Dev Cloud from Intel, which is available to members of the Intel AI Builders Program. Can you speak to the tools within the Dev Cloud that you're using in terms of computer vision model optimization?
Yeah. So mainly, there's really just a few sets of tools. So the Dev Cloud, as we mentioned, and actually doing the training there, but the solution was originally developed in TensorFlow. And then what we've used as the indispensable tool is OpenVINO to optimize the layers and the nodes within that to actually push them out into a processor, into a CPU. And with that, what we've done is that's allowed us to really take what was, you know, originally a pretty heavy model and go from a floating point representation down into a quantized 8-bit integer representation, where we've actually gotten like a 9x speed up compared to the base model. So OpenVINO is really indispensable, but also just access to the edge devices, the Cascade Lake Xeon processor, where we actually test the computational performance of the edge processing.
Now, you mentioned the 8-bit quantization. Have you always used 8-bit methods, or have you shifted over time?
For these solutions, you know, we start with FP64. We've tried FP32 and also larger int sizes as well. We'll check all of those, but for most of the solutions that we've had, we're getting such little degradation when we go down to the ints that we just go down to the int 8s. That's for this type of solution. We have other solutions where we've also worked with Intel, like for medical imaging, diagnosis of chest x-rays, where we may not want to go down that low. But on the training side, you always start out with the full floating point representations, but then you really get the opportunity when you want to push it out to the edge to actually go down to a lower resolution.
That makes sense. You know, it seems like with the 8-bit quantization, it definitely saves you some of the processing capability requirements, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for example, what we've experienced is when we get down to that int 8 in this solution, we get a 9x speed up on the inferencing. So you can look at that in two different ways. 9x speed up means, yeah, I can get my answer 9 times faster, but it also means that, hey, I can go down on my CPU requirement, which means less power. Okay. And especially for situations like this, this is becoming very, very important.
Absolutely. And again, back to the edge conversation we've been having, you need those lower power requirements and less processing if you want to eventually do this work closer to the edge.
Yes. And I think that's where it's really been. What we see is what Intel is doing, because they have so many choices once we get down to that, you know, with different processors, the computation stick that they have and FPGAs. So there's a lot of choices that we have when we get to that edge computation. And that's why all the support that we get, you know, OpenVINO and the Dev Cloud and all of that, then we can make that last choice We don't have to change the source code for that, but we have a choice of the latest, most power efficient technologies as we take that last step.
So looking ahead, you know, this is a really interesting solution. It's fairly niche, right? There's not many wind turbines throughout the country. Is this a solution that can be applied to other places, or what else is HCL working on?
What's important to realize is that HCL is the largest Indian-based engineering services company. So we have actually quite a few customers in this space, but also in large industrial spaces. And these types of solutions are important not only for wind farms and these types of very large installations, but also for many other large industrial, you know, it could be an oil field, could be farming. So these types of solutions are very important for operations like that. The other thing is wind energy is growing by 14% cumulative annual growth. So we should see more and more of it too, right? So this technology is good for this application, but it's also good for just in general, there's a lot of other applications that require this type of technology. We're also working with Intel on a number of other solutions. The one I discussed previously was the diagnosis support for medical X-rays. And that one is something that we are continuing to progress forward on. So we have an entire area that HCL works with, the vertical sector, where we're taking those solutions. The other area that is up and coming and we expect to develop solutions is software-defined networks, where we have an entire 5G group where we will be working on developing solutions with as well. So yeah, lots of good areas.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds like HCL's got a lot of good things going on that can help, you know, our society in many ways beyond efficient wind energy, looking towards providing faster medical solutions as well. That's really exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience about what you're working on or your vision for the future of computer vision or AI looks like?
Well, I'll just say I'm having the time of my life working on these solutions as drones. They've only been with us for a few years now, and we're already attaching AI to them. And I'm just looking forward to working with customers and helping them solve AI and engineering problems. So it's just fun and exciting area.
It really is. It's really great for me as the host of this podcast to be able to hear all of these guests come on and talk about the cool things they're working on and hear, you know, the excitement in everyone as they are really working to change the world we live in a lot of ways. So thank you for your time today. And it's been great to have you back on.
My pleasure. It's really exciting to share these solutions.
Well, for listeners who would like to find out more about HCL, where should they go for more information?
Yeah, just encourage the listeners to find more information on hcltech.com.
Perfect. Well, Alberto, it's been great to have you on today again. Keep us posted about the projects you're working on. This has been Emily Hudson. You're listening to Intel on AI.